Hey everybody, welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 621. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning. It's frosty outside.
Yep, freezing rain.
Cold, yep. Weather that one wants to be outside in.
Unless you want to go ice skating.
Never been ice skating, so me neither. That's not anything for me. Are you, is that something you ever want to do?
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm not an ice guy. I prefer snow over ice.
Yeah. Well, I think most people do.
Mm-hmm.
I would go ice skating once to have done it, but I'm not. I'm okay to not go also.
I didn't like roller skating or even skateboarding growing up.
Yeah. I love rollerblading.
I had like the little two-wheel scooter that you can kind of like have the electric scooter I have. But I had a two-wheel push one. That was the thing I used, or a bike.
Yeah. No, I love it. I loved rollerblading. I rollerbladed everywhere. If I wasn't on my bike, I was on blades.
Oh, did you have the whole outfit to go with it?
No.
You have the little poses that you would do as your rollerblading?
What outfit does one wear with it?
I don't know. I thought they had like rollerblading outfits.
I mean, maybe I didn't know it. I rollerbladed when I was like little. I wasn't trendy.
I guess they don't.
Yeah, I think you made that up.
I just picture someone rollerblading with these funny outfits.
You're thinking
on.
like neon. Yeah. You're thinking like 80s, early 90s.
You know, here you go. Like just neon colored.
Hey, they're a weird couple.
Mm-hmm. They're jacked.
That says Ken and Barbie, but I'm no.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go to the skating rink. And blade there too. I loved it.
I would go to the skating rink just to hang out with people and talk, but I never got. I think I got on the floor maybe once, twice.
I lived on the floor. I used to hate whenever, whenever they would do like couples only.
Mm.
It would ruin my whole day. Because I'd have to come off the floor.
Did you have the actual blades, like the four wheels straight?
Yeah, 100%.
Did you ever do the roller skates?
Yeah. I started on roller skates. My parents made me.
Not me. Could never keep. I think probably because I couldn't never keep my balance on them.
But you never tried.
So I think it was roller skating twice. That magic wheels on 41A.
Yeah. But the only skating rink left in town, too, although I think.
Yeah, because the one out here turned into the event center out there by me.
Yeah, it's like the Emerald Event Center, which sounds sketchy as hell now.
Yeah, they actually had like, they're having like concerts and stuff there, like music concerts.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I loved skating when I was little, but ice skating is something, I guess because of where we live, that it's not, it is accessible now, but it wasn't then. You know,
they had that little ice skating thing downtown for like 1 year, 2 years maybe.
Yeah, but that was when I was grown.
Yeah, like that was recently in the last 2 years.
Yeah, there wasn't ice skating available when I was young. So I just never did it. I probably should do it. I heard it's hard on the ankles. And also I'm at the age now where like if I was to fall hard, I probably could break something.
Pretty easy. More likely. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if like, it's probably just not in the cards now.
You have to go out there and wear them dog training suits that are fully padded. If you fall, you won't hurt yourself.
Yeah. That'd look cool. That'd look real cool.
Bubble or a big bubble boy with just your feet.
Yeah, you got to start thinking about them things when you get older.
Oh, yeah.
I start thinking about the what ifs.
Oh, yeah, my hip. I was at work and did something to my hip. My hip hurt for like 3 days.
Yeah, you got to be cognizant. Can't just be out there doing what you want anymore.
Mm-mm. Not anymore. Did you have a good New Year? Did you do anything? Did y'all stay up late?
No, I don't do any of that shit. I played some games and went to bed.
Yeah, same. I was in bed early. I got like 10:30. And then I woke up about 15 minutes till, did the New Year's. Hey, Happy New Year. Love you. Go back to bed.
Yeah, I don't.
I had to work the next day.
Yeah, same. I worked that day.
Right.
So they're all the same to me anymore.
Yeah, I hung out with my dad most of the day.
Yeah. To me, New Year's always been one of the lamest of the holidays anyways. Because I'm not a partier. I'm not going to drink. I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing for me on that day.
What is your holiday of choice if you had to pick one?
No, I definitely don't have one.
Don't? 4th of July?
No. Easter. Hate fireworks.
Easter.
Don't even really understand what we're doing on that day. It's about Jesus, but there's eggs that come out of the rabbit's ass. There's a lot going on Easter. I mean, just a lot.
Right.
To process.
Thanksgiving with the food? No.
So anything like Thanksgiving or Christmas, the problem is like all the forced get-togethers.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to go to families, too much driving around. Potlucks. Don't really like potlucks that much.
Right.
The smaller holidays, most of them I think are fake.
Labor Day, Memorial Day, President's Day.
Well, some of those have a good meaning, but you don't really, like, I work on those.
Right. Just a normal day.
Just a normal day, yeah.
Yeah. Labor Day always tripped us out. I remember, he's like, how is it Labor Day? And you're supposed to, you're workforce, but you're working.
Yeah. Yeah, Labor Day, Memorial Day, I've always worked on those, pretty much any job I've ever had. Same for MLK Day or Indigenous People Day now. Like, I work through all those. St. Patrick's Day, Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I think, like I maybe said before, and about, I think holiday working in retail has ruined holidays for me. Like, I don't view the holidays the same as I did when I was younger. Working every holiday, working on Easter Day, working Thanksgiving, working Christmas, just... It never felt the same afterwards.
As a child, I liked Easter a lot. I liked Christmas. Was obviously my birthday and Christmas are right up against each other. So that was obviously my time. That was my Super Bowl.
They were out of school.
But Easter was good too, because you get a little basket Easter morning.
Mm-hmm.
You get a little basket, and then you get to do some egg hunting later. When I was little, we did real eggs. So we would, like, you know, dye the real eggs and then go find them. Everybody just had like a dozen of actual hard-boiled eggs when you get finished. And then we switched over to plastic with candy in them. And then that's when my grandfather started putting like quarters in them. And then there'd be one that he put like a $5 bill in or a $20 bill in. And that's what it was about. Everybody was out there hunting for that one with the cash in it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to, like, knocking other kids over and stuff.
You get them all.
Whatever it takes, you got to get that 20, you know?
Right.
So I have good Easter memories as a child, but yeah, as an adult, I could take or leave them all.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween's kind of fun. I don't dress up and I don't participate. Nobody comes on my house for candy, but I like that. It's like it gets here and it's gone.
Yeah.
So people put decorations out, but it doesn't really affect traffic or me at all. And then now Halloween itself is not a great day to be driving around. But past that, it's like it's over.
I did like when I did work in the mall with Halloween, you seen all the kids with the outfits.
Yeah.
You'll see a lot of the same ones, but then you have those ones like, oh, damn, that's a cool outfit. Just where a parent or the kid just comes up with something good.
Yeah. Yeah. So I like Halloween's efficiency. It's like, it gets here, it doesn't get in my way, and then there's no, like, post-Halloween celebrations. It's like, bam, done.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Christmas sticks around.
Oh, yeah, Christmas hits, like, the first week of November. Once Halloween's done, okay, it's Christmas time. Getting presents. I need your list. What do you want for Christmas?
Yeah, I was talking to somebody the other day. They're like, we do our Christmas on because there's so much family, they do their Christmas on New Year's. And I'm like, I just can't. This holiday won't go away.
Oh, our Christmas stuff is still up.
It starts November 2nd and runs all the way through the end of January now.
Yeah.
I had to go out for work on the 26th, and dude, there was like the parking lots were empty. The roads were empty. People were shopped out.
which is weird. I heard it that I talked to a couple people in the mall, and they said that the day after was not as good as it usually is this year.
Because yeah, it's like retail overstimulation.
Mm-hmm.
It's the pre Black Friday sale, and then the pre Black Friday sale, and then the Black Friday sale, and the post, and then the Cyber Monday, and then the Cyber Monday's extended. Holy shit!
Mm-hmm. Cyber Friday.
Yeah, and then it's a week long of that, and then it's pre-Christmas, and then it's the week of Christmas, and it's Christmas, and it's the day after. It's like, when will it stop? Everything's been on sale for 3 months.
I had to run to Wally World, and I went in there, and I already got Valentine's Day stuff. I was like, it's the freaking January 2nd.
Yeah,
January 2nd.
Already got their stuff up, too.
Valentine's Day. What the hell?
I just can't handle it. Mm-hmm. It's just too much.
That's marketing. They market the hell out of it and it does good.
Yeah, I don't blame the companies and the places for doing it, but I'm over it.
Mm-hmm. We'll make this short and sweet this week. There's not much news, but you guys did play a lot this week.
We played the Fortnite Lego Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
We played several hours of that this week. It is the first Lego mode that was in Fortnite. They have added so much stuff since the last time we played. And so just jumping in there, we started over New World just to figure out what's even going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we've set up a base camp, and they have basically what is Minecraft Realms, but it's free. So he just jumps in, he sends me a key to his shared world, and I can play when he's not on. Everything I do stays, everything he does stays. So we basically have a shared world that we can play independently.
Mm-hmm.
And so he played like almost all week for the show Marshall 205, and then I played two or three times without him, and then we played a few times together.
Yeah, I got on yesterday, I saw he was on playing. And then the text message, I was like, shoot, I should get in here. But then me and my wife was like, hey, do you want to do that? And I was like, okay.
Yeah, it's nice being able to log on when the other person's not there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last night he was watching a hockey game. I jumped in, did what I was working on, finished up what I was working on last time I played. And no fuss, no bother. He didn't have to stop what he was doing.
So did it change the building mechanics? Like, do you have to go do all this stuff to unlock stuff to build? Like, build this, follow this. You need one of these to build this. Or is it just
It's like that still, but there's a lot unlocked. I mean, you do have to to level up, you have to build this, and to get that, you have to go explore. There's a lot of that, but there's a lot now that wasn't in when we started.
And you were able to build your houses together.
Yeah, you can do that now with a shared world. You share quest. So when he does something, it checks it off for me now.
Oh, that's good.
And when I do something, checks it off for him. I think it didn't work that way until we did a shared world. But once he gave me a shared world key, I then had control of all the people at our base, all that stuff. My bed is at our base.
I wonder if this does pretty good. Will Minecraft Realms decide to go free to play or drop it down? Or
free to play is nice. I mean, it's nice that we can jump in and you can be a part of that world, and it didn't cost us a monthly fee or a yearly fee.
Mm-hmm.
We share crates. You know, everything is the way you would want it to be. It's been a lot of fun. We still jumped in Brick Life, I think, once or twice. Brick Life is where Odyssey was the first time that I played Odyssey, and that it's just, it is in its infancy.
Yeah.
Like, it does not have much right now. And if you've played it and done it, you've played it and done it. So it'll get there, I'm sure, because Odyssey is crazy now. I'm sure it'll get there, but it's not there right now. So I'll keep jumping it. You can only have $200,000, so I've maxed my money out. I bought a big, nice, expensive house. I bought the priciest house in the game.
Mm.
I bought the vehicles I want, and I'm still maxed out with money. So that's the entire map right there.
Yeah.
You could go from one corner to the other corner in 30 seconds. And that may be even exaggerating how long it takes. It may be closer to 20 seconds.
Now, are you in an open world or with other players, or are you guys by yourself?
I don't know that you can do a private world.
Okay.
We've never done one if you can.
I jumped in at one time. I just didn't feel it and jumped out.
It's fun. It's a grind-a-thon, though. It's like you get a job, you do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some jobs are hot. When they're hot, you go do them, you get extra money. You know, between that, you can goof off, but there's not really anything to do. But again, you know, from when I first played Odyssey to when we played it again as our game night game to right now, I mean, that game has felt completely different every time I've played it. To me, that's interesting because that game is getting constant updates.
I'm about to jump in it then.
So, yeah, it's been fun. Also, Party Animals left the Game Pass, so that's part of the problem, too, is we'd have to buy it. Not that I mind to buy it, but the player count is going to probably just die. I don't know why they don't have this thing ready to go on PlayStation. I don't know why it wasn't ready day one. I can't even find it when I search for it on PlayStation anymore. See, I added to wish list, but if I go to the PlayStation store, you can do it from the computer.
Yeah.
If you go to like the PlayStation store, you can't even search for it and find it.
Mm.
It's going to die if they don't do something soon. Player, you know, we're already where queues were taking 30 seconds to fill. And it used to be instant.
I wonder if they'll push it a little more when you see the player base just drop.
I don't know, but I'm afraid their timing is going to keep them from being successful in this long term.
Yeah. That's it. Nothing else.
That's it.
All right. I played, of course, Fortnite. I mean, Fallout 76, a bunch of that still. Just trying to get stuff set up for, I said, when you guys ever join in, I have everything you need. Could want building up ammo. If it depends on what ammo you guys want, I'll have the ammo for you. And then I played some more Concrete Genie. It's fun. I just get stuck on what to do. That's the only thing that frustrates. There's one area I sat there for an hour trying to figure out how to open a gate. I just could not figure it out. And finally, I was able to figure it out.
I don't remember the puzzles being difficult or knowing what to do being difficult, but it's been so long since I played that game, it could have been.
Well, it was just a direct, like, okay, what do you do? Is it find a way to open the gate? And I'm like, okay, how do I find it? There's bullies in the way. And I'm like, okay, how do I do this? And I had to go over to this other area, make a new genie so he can electric and how to do the forklift thing the crane to drop the thing down for the genie to climb up and go over. And that part was crazy. Then I'm in another area where only one little part of area you need to hang out with. The other is just, there's nothing there. I'm like, okay, why is this probably going to be something over here? So I'm running around this other area looking for lights to light up and genies, but nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember it being hard, but it very well could have been. I mean, I may have stayed stuck. I don't know. I don't remember that, though, about it.
It's probably just me.
But you don't like puzzly things, though, right?
No.
I do.
I mean, it's fun. The last couple of genies I made have actually made like them look okay this time.
So
I
made
just throwing them up, making them look all weird. But that's pretty much the only thing I play. Those two.
I remember it being an easy platinum. So you should have that to look forward to.
Yeah, I've unlocked a couple of trophies by having the genies do certain things, like build a double rainbow or watch your genie eat and just pop up out of nowhere. I'm like, okay.
The only thing that I think is the pain in the ass is I think there's a VR trophy, which would require you to get your PlayStation VR, your first one out, hooked up, put on to play it.
It's hooked up.
Oh, then you'll be fine then. I think there's one trophy tied to that, but I could be wrong, but I think there's one tied to it. I remember it being easy. I think that'll probably be your first platinum of 2025 if I had to guess.
All right. Then after that, I'll find another game to jump into.
Yeah. I liked Concrete. Pixel Opus made it.
Mm-hmm. It looks great. It looks awesome.
It's fun. It's different. Yeah. It's not like anything else I've played.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it.
All right. So it's all I played. So I was getting
also a floor scrubber called Concrete Genie, apparently. There was one random floor scrubber in there when you were scrolling. Look at it. Yeah. I said, oh, Concrete Genie floor grinder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some news, PlayStation has announced their monthly games, January monthly games, and the games are Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, which apparently that game was like horrible, Need for Speed Hot Pursuit Remastered, which was a popular game back in the day, and they redid it, and then the Stanley Paradox, or Parable, Dolce Lux. This game looked pretty cool.
It's a strong lineup of games.
Mm-hmm.
People love Stanley Parable. I don't know that it's for me. I think it's a time and place game, and I don't have that history with it.
Yeah, it's a walking sim.
Yeah. If I'd played it back in the day, I'm sure I would revisit now and remember fondly. Need for Speed, I doubt I will play. Suicide Squad, I would consider. I know it didn't do well, but
they said the storyline's great, but just the gameplay and everything else was pretty bad. Because you're fighting Superman and Batman. All right. Just really quick. PlayStation has and Xbox have a huge holiday sale. Ends January 7th. So if there's any games you want, look across there and make sure that you guys buy. There's so many games that are on sale right now. For like really, really cheap. I picked up a bunch of games.
Yeah. There's like 400 things on that list right there.
Yeah. I finally got Firewatch. It was like $2.19. This was on sale because normally it's always like $20 and it was like $2 and some change. I'm looking. I'm going to keep on going and see if there's anything else. I need to use the wish list more, like any game that I want to play.
I've been trying to use it more. I've been trying to, because I'm bad at that also.
I know I have a South Park on there and it's dropped in price, but not enough. Because I think it was like $19.99 now. All right, next one. There's a little rumor. One of the guys from PlayStation did a little, Andy Robinson did an interview where they were talking about reviving some old IPs. And he said that PlayStation is working on that now.
He doesn't work for PlayStation. He works for VGC, I think.
Okay. Come on.
You can't pass the I'm not a robot test.
I know.
Oh, now you're on like a, you got to get off this. This is like a.
Yep.
Well, you're on like a.
Yeah, well, he made a comment and said that he saw that they're working on a bunch of stuff. And then, is there any old PlayStation original series you would like to come back? They had like Resistance and some other stuff on there that they would like to see.
I'm surprised that Resistance has not come back. I know there are some people who are loud and very vocal about Resistance. I don't honestly know what the fan base would look like if a Resistance game came back, but they have brought games that I think have a less following back, so I don't know why they wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to have them to bring a Sackboy or
I'd love for them to bring like Mod Nation back, but to me, there's no fan base for these games. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure if you're PlayStation, your thought is that if you're going to make a carding game, it'll be Astrobot.
Yeah. All right. Your PlayStation stars the Parable have been logging in and seeing their progress has been reset down to level one.
People who didn't do their thing right.
Yeah.
Have to like go in and opt into the new program.
Yeah. And so their levels have been dropped down to one, back to level one. And now you're, because of this year, you have 1 year to use whatever coins you have. I logged into mine earlier. Mine still says level four. But I do need to go ahead and redeem my little gift card. I got $20 worth of gift cards on there.
Yeah, I'm also at level four, so mine didn't change either.
But if you're listening, you see that. All right. Other one, Stardew Valley sales have crazy. So back last last March, I think they said last March they had 30 million. February, I'm sorry, end of February they just passed 30 million players in sales. Now they just hit 41 million copies of Stardew Valley.
There's nothing short of to say about that. Then that's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, 11 million copies were sold in the last 10 months.
That game has been marked down cheap, but it just will not go away. And it's great too. That's another game that I played it so early on that I would be interested to see how different it is now, because there's a lot that I didn't do.
I still have yet to play. It wasn't there. I have it on PlayStation. I have it on the Switch, and I downloaded it on my phone.
Yeah, it's so good.
All right, next one. Squid Game Season 2 came out, and they dropped Squid Game. There's an event, Squid Game event in Call of Duty, and it looked pretty cool. But it's neat how they're putting that in there.
Yeah, that franchise is powerful. I don't know what the Call of Duty crossover is like, but it's neat to see it out there.
It's really just they have a red light, green light mode. And Teflon, there's a mosh pit, and then there's basically you're getting the characters, you want the skins.
Yeah, skins are fun.
But the red light, green light one looked pretty fun when I saw the little video on it. Also, on PlayStation, Xbox has a whole bunch of games on clearance, so make sure you go through and check those out. Some good ones. Some of the Lego games said Borderlands 3, Lord of the Rings, Middle Earth, Shadow of War. Another thing, Microsoft has put a new patent out for a controller, and reading over the patent, basically they have a haptic feedback. And I thought the Xbox controllers already had that on there. I don't have an Xbox, so I don't know.
They have vibration, but not haptics.
Okay.
The Switch has haptics, and the PlayStation now, DualSense has haptics.
Okay, so I thought Xbox had. So apparently this is going to be something they're going to be pushing out, maybe. Next little news article. There's a patent showing the Switch 2 could use a stylus pen on it, or come with it, maybe. And then they're going to do some huge AI upscaling. But the stylus pen, does it really need a stylus pen? I don't remember having to use one for mine, but I guess there's some games that could use it, like some old DS games that you wanted to play, or
I don't know. I didn't read anything about it. I don't know why it would need one, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know it's touchscreen, so maybe, but
you got to make it different enough. I guess maybe that's all it is.
Yep. Samsung has brought out the Sonic theme memory cards at the SD cards.
The micro SD cards. I never would have guessed that Sonic would have had this resurgence.
I think because of the movies.
Yeah, it is, but I just never would have guessed.
I have a Nintendo Mario one for mine.
I think my Switch also has a Mario one in, or a Peach or something.
Atari has revealed their GameStation Go. It's a handheld.
Yeah, Atari just won't stop.
Yeah.
Cranking out systems people don't care about.
Yeah, 200 games will be on it. They're going to do more of it at the consumer CES.
The problem with Atari, and I've said this for a long time, the games don't hold up. Nintendo games do hold up. Atari is too far back. I don't even if you have nostalgia, it wears off very quick.
Yeah.
The games do not hold up enough.
All right. And then MetaQuest VR, the two free games this month was Real VR Fishing and then Dragon Fist VR Kung Fu.
Yeah, I'm going to check out the Kung Fu. I already have real VR fishing. It's fun. You can fish together.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so that's fun.
Yeah, so I logged in the other day and got my downloads.
Yeah.
The only thing I just wish it was more room so I can just jump in instead of having to wait to download, but it is what it is. Amazon Prime games for 2025 is only a couple games. Guacamelee 2 was on there. Super Meat Boy, Airhead, The Magical Mixture Mill, Lego Fortnite Brick Life, Metro Exodus, Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas, Trackmania, and of course Fortnite are the big ones. Fortnite's always free though, but Epic didn't have anything major, so I didn't do the major one. All right, and some Lego news real quick, some Lego stuff. So I sent you this little panda bear Lego set that I saw. The wild panda's eating the bamboo. I thought it would look pretty good, but then I noticed when I was looking, the colors of the the bamboo's different from green to this green. This is more like the neon green.
Yeah, he's looking at the botanicals set and then the panda creator set.
Yeah.
31165, and then the other one is 10344. I want the bamboo one. I didn't realize it came out January 1st. Target actually had it on the shelf on like the day after Christmas.
I went to Target on Wednesday and they still had a bunch of Lego sets.
Yeah, they did. They had a bunch more that they had put out since the last time I was there, but they don't have this one anymore.
They had a bunch of the Fortnite buses. I thought about buying a bunch of them, selling them because they're selling for like way more. But then now everyone's got them in stock.
Yeah. I have the sugar plum and the chrysanthemum that are these like in the same style pots.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to get the two new ones they just came out with, which is the bamboo and then the other one. I would like to get it too. That's the small orchid there. Yeah. So I have the two on the right.
So you don't have the bamboo yet?
Nope.
Okay.
I'd like to get those two. Per Lego, the bamboo just came out January 1st.
Right.
And so did the orchid. They're cheap. They're $30 sets. They look good. They're easy. Mm-hmm. They're fun. I have it.
Okay.
Yeah, the tiny
plant. What about the flower arrangements in the pot?
Uh-uh. Mm-hmm.
Not for you. I want this one, the poinsettias.
Yeah, I'm not a poinsettia guy.
All right, next one. This one's a new, the pink bouquet.
Yep, it's nice. I don't know what you do with it, but it's nice.
I think it's more for females.
Well, it looks like a table display. Like the way they keep showing it.
Yeah, it's got the vines there.
It's there super pretty. There it is. Yeah. You could put it in a vase. Yeah, there it is in a vase. I like the flower stuff. I like the botanical stuff.
Mm-hmm. Also, they have it with the roses and then the...
Yeah. So I've already put together those other two sets. I want to find the orchid and the bamboo. I don't want them bad enough to order them.
Yeah.
But if I see them in the store, I'll get them.
All right. Some Animal Crossing. There's three new sets and still there's not... This one's at least out there. Stargazing with Celeste 77053. Still not good. Good. The only thing I might have to do, when next time to do a Lego Brick Hunt or something like that, I might just get a couple of the minifigures. I'm not buying a set to have the minifigures.
I'd like to have some of the minifigures. It looks like a polybag set. I do like this one though.
Yeah. The camper. And it does, the back does open, so at least it's closed.
So it is at least closed.
Yeah.
I like that one. I would consider getting that set.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind getting the left.
That is set 77054.
All right. Then the third one is Able Sisters Clothing Shop. You haven't played since they added this into the...
Yeah, it was there when I played.
Okay.
My problem is, though, that it's open back just like the others.
Yeah.
I saw online where people were giving instructions on how to close them off and the pieces to buy, but it's like, what a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Same problem with the Up House. I think the Up House is one of the coolest sets that they have. I don't understand why it's not complete.
Well, I understand it's still for sale. Like, you can still buy it.
Yeah, it's on the shelf now. I see it all the time.
Yeah, I have it. I bought it early on because I thought it was going to be like one of those crazy ones. And that's all I had for the Animal Crossing. The Gremlins has passed, Gremlin Gizmo has passed 10,000 supporters. That one looks pretty nice if they do it. I would get that. I know you're not a really Gremlins person. Showed a little Gizmo. Gizmo reached 10,000 supporters. Then it's Lego's Bob's Burgers also achieved 10,000 supporters. So people are like really excited for Bob's Burgers. I never got into Bob's Burgers, but the building does look pretty cool.
It's neat. I don't enjoy Bob's Burgers as a show, but I also haven't given it a fair shake probably. But yeah, it's not a set I would buy.
And the last one is they had Disney's bringing three new Brickheads out. Last week I showed you Tom and Jerry. This week they have Winnie the Pooh, it was Eeyore. And then there's Dumbo. Dumbo, look how big his ears are.
And yeah, he's not going to fit in like a standard, like, if you have a display case that are...
Yeah, brickhead like design.
He's not going to fit.
Mm-hmm. There's Eeyore, and then there's Red Panda May.
I don't know what turning red is.
Yeah.
I assume that's a thing that I aged out of and don't know about, or I'm just not cool and don't know about. So I don't know what turning red is. That's a cool set. It's interesting that Eeyore is the first character from Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, and not Winnie the Pooh himself.
Yeah, so I assume that those are coming, but I thought that was a weird choice.
Yeah. Same. That's pretty much all I have for news. Not pretty much, but that is it.
That's all I got, too.
All right, sorry for the technical difficulties, but as usual, so if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Contact me on our social medias on Twitter /X or X/Twitter, game_Stitch or HoFNShow, HoFNSHO. That was episode 621. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.